Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Reiki authors Bronwyn and Fran Steiner, founders of the International House of Reiki. Find out more at www.reiki.net.au.
Hi, my name is Bronwyn.
And my name is Franz.
And today we have with us Julia Claire, who lives in Spain and is a professional singer and dancer and yoga teacher who practices Reiki. She creates songs inspired by the healing vibrations of mantra. Welcome, Julia.
Oh, hello. Thank you very much for inviting me onto your program.
Our pleasure.
You're welcome.
Julia, to begin with, how do you feel that Reiki influenced the development of your musical career?
Well, I definitely think that there was a very big turning point in my musical career around that time. I began my spiritual practice teaching yoga, or practicing, of course, and teaching yoga. And I was actually on my way to a yoga class, and I was run over by a car. Now, I'm saying this because it was a near-death experience. And I obviously realized that there was a very strong meaning to that happening. And when I recovered, in my meditation, I realized that I felt the need to find something else in my spiritual life. And I found a Reiki master that I felt very attuned with, and I began to study with her. And it was a very fast process. I went through level 1, 2, and to becoming a Reiki master within, I think, not much over a year in time. And at that time, I was performing, apart from the yoga teaching, I was performing a pop and recording pop music, commercial dance music. And it really became evident to me that this music had nothing to do with my inner self and, this other lifestyle. I felt a duality at that time. It became very strong. And I think at about that time, it was when I finally decided to break up with a record company that I was signed with. And I did have another opportunity to begin to record New Age music, which was wonderful. So that was a turning point in my musical career.
Do you feel that Reiki itself helped you to develop your certain style?
Definitely. I think Reiki really completed the process of finding my inner self. Letting myself flow, the channeling of the energy became a different sort of meditation from what I was experiencing through yoga. I had some amazing experiences in my attunements, and I think especially with level 2, the creativity that came through that attunement, unblocking a lot of the subconscious, was truly amazing, and I'm very, very grateful to have found Reiki in my life and to be able to share it with others. That was my true wish, to be able to help other people to find this also, this wonderful gift.
When you sing and perform, do you feel as well that connection with your inner self more open now?
Yes, certainly. Sometimes when I'm on stage, particularly recently, as I think that Reiki does, as you continue practicing, as one continues to one's own personal process with the energy and the cleansing, I do presently notice a very strong light energy when I am performing, and which almost I feel that I'm channeling when I'm singing and when I'm on stage. A loving light energy when I sing. It's a beautiful experience, and I'm sure this is thanks to Reiki, definitely.
What sort of responses are you getting from the audience who listen to your music?
Well, the wonderful thing about when they listen to my music in a performance is that rather than performing, I like to feel that I am sharing and communicating, and I like the people to sing the mantras with me and feel the vibration themselves and also do the dance meditation movements. And it's amazing how people join in. And my true feeling and desire is that people can have a true experience. It's the same process as in teaching yoga. One teaches the elements so that one can have a personal experience. And I think that's the wonderful thing about sharing my music in a concert, that the audience do have an experience. Mm. So they tell me, and I feel very grateful for that. That I think that really tells me that I'm on the right path with this particular style of music through spiritual sounds, the vibrations. Mm.
You talk about the healing vibrations of mantra. What do you mean by that?
These vibrations actually create the molecules, sound, which vibrate within the body. I often speak to people about the discoveries of Masaru Emoto in The Hidden Messages of Water. You know his teachings, and there are several books. How our bodies are such a great percent of water. When our body begins to vibrate a healing, higher vibrational sound, which is, this is the science of mantra, these ourselves become transformed, and it becomes a healing, uplifting vibration.
And have you personally experienced healing with that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel when I sing, there is one healing mantra, and I can feel the healing energy in my hands when I am chanting this mantra, as we feel when we connect with Reiki.
Since you've been practicing these mantras and working with them and singing with them, do you find that the energy of these mantras and the Reiki energy is in reality just from the same source?
I definitely think so. I think in the end it doesn't really matter. There could be all sorts of different mantras. In fact, Reiki, we have the mantras, don't we? I remember when I studied the different levels of Reiki with my teacher, we did vibrate them and sing them as well. And I could feel the power of the sounds. It is very similar. So in the end, I think it is all the same light and love source that we're talking about, as you say.
Where do you find your mantras that you're using on the CD? Are they traditional healing mantras?
Well, these mantras, they come from the line of the yoga teaching that I followed. I started out with, you know, Hatha yoga, and then found Kundalini yoga, which is a teaching which comes from Ayurveda. And there is a lot of use of the mantras, and one can use one's creativity in taking any of these mantras and composing music. And when I found that element with this line of yoga and found so many musicians involved, you know, I realized that that was a path I was going to take, because it was where I could share my music along with the yoga practice. And in fact, I love taking my guitar to classes to finish, you know, singing together. Even sometimes in English, just singing, you know, we are love, we are light, we are peace, this sort of thing. It's all very healing, singing even these words in English.
I guess a part of that is that being able to connect to others when we're all doing the same thing, and sound, as you say, is such an almost tangible thing, isn't it? So, yeah, when we do it together, we have that sense, or a greater sense of being with others, a sense of oneness.
Yes, I think the group energy makes it more powerful than when we are doing it alone. Definitely, it's like the power of prayer, isn't it?
A lot of people focus in, for example, the system of Reiki a lot on the symbols because they like the pictures, but I personally believe that, first of all, with anything, there was first a sound. It's the universal sound. And when we really start to connect more to those ancient mantras, I think we can really start to feel that inner connectedness, the oneness with everybody. And when we perform and, as you say, dance and play music and connect with each other, then this group energy just becomes really open and loving and sharing and healing in its same place.
That's exactly right. Yes, I do agree with you there. I'm remembering now when actually talking about the Reiki mantras, when I studied those and discovered those, I remember that we chanted them before we actually knew their meaning, which is a very interesting experience, because I think that is the thing of the science of the sound of mantra, is you don't actually have to understand what you are chanting. The power of it actually brings you to the experience.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can understand all these words, mantras, intellectually, or we can, you know, look at the translation, what does this mantra mean, or this mantra. But in reality, it needs to come from within yourself and discovering it for really from your own inner being.
This is the truth, really, yes. Yes, definitely.
What's the name of your CD, Julia?
The CD with the original extended versions of the mantra is called Celestial.
And it's available everywhere, or where can people purchase it?
Well, it's on this universal way of buying, which is CD Baby, and we have iTunes. We have two albums. One is a little more like a popular version of the same thing with some other added spiritual songs. That's called Mantra Chill Out, which of course sounds more popular too. The original versions are longer, and they're in the Celestial album because they are long enough to do the dance or the meditations too, about 7 or 8 minutes long. And then we have the mantra Chill Out. And you can get them on, yes, also in the United States on Spirit Voyage, distributing the Celestial album. And it's going very, very well there. And then, of course, you have our website where all the information can be found.
Great, because for people to listen to the CDs and to join in, as you said, is a great way of sensing that oneness and bringing healing into their lives.
Yes, I think so. And I'm so happy to hear people that tell me that they just play the music in the car or when they're at home and they're doing their daily chores and it's helping them to feel good and achieve things. And that really makes it worthwhile.
It's nice that you can share it. And I think often we talk to Reiki practitioners or Reiki teachers, and they'll say, oh, you know, I need to practice Reiki, hence on healing, or I need to teach people Reiki. But we can do it in so many different ways. And your way is connecting with people through your music. And, you know, in that way, you're a Reiki practitioner. You just don't put the hands on someone, but you do it through your music. Maybe to finish off, Julia, would you be able to chant a beautiful mantra for everybody?
Oh, a beautiful mantra. In this way, with no accompaniment.
Or do we put you on the spot here?
Oh, well, would you like a mantra or just something in English?
What,
finishing prayer of blessing?
Whatever you feel called to do.
Well, I feel that when I finish my workshops and gatherings and yoga groups, even sometimes in a meditational concert, we have a sort of prayer which we sing in English, which is an understandable mantra, and it's very short, and I could sing that, and it goes like this. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. And then we have a mantra which means I am truth, and it is Sat Nam. Sat Nam.
Thank you very much. That was very beautiful.
Thank you, Julia.
It's my pleasure.